主今天真的看见弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord that today I can see all the brothers and sisters today again.
能在这里和弟兄姊妹一同有点交通。
Once again that we may have some fellowship.
实在是，我觉得很兴奋。
I am very excited in my heart.
但愿主与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
是怜悯我们。
May He have mercy on us.
祝福大家的聚会。
That He may bless His gathering.
主的同在。充满在这聚会里面。
May His presence fill this place.
不是听见人在说什么话。
So that we are not listening to the words of men.
能够听见主的声音。
But we may hear His voice.
好像那个主的话能进入我们里面。
So that His words may enter into our hearts.
成为我们的生命，成为我们的力量。
That His words may become our life and our strength.
在开头的时候，我们还是先读基督之圣经。
In the beginning, we will still read several scriptures.
我们读，希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第一节。
We read verse 1.
请大家我们细读。
Let's read together.
信
就是
指望的事情实现，是未见之事实现。
好，我们再读，从第一节开始。
好，我们再读，第六节。
We will read verse 6.
And without faith,
it is impossible to please Him.For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
寻求他的人，这句话你在翻译上有一些出入。
In this verse, there is some translation error.
因为凡是到神面前来的，必须有神。
Because everyone who comes to God must believe that he is.
他若是不信有神的话，就不会到神面前来。
And because if he does not believe that there is God, he will not come before God.
所以这句话有一些的矛盾。
And so there is some contradiction in this verse.
原来并不是这样说的。
And this is not how the verse was translated originally.
凡到神面前来的人必须信神是。
The English translation is correct.
下面也说，且信他是那寻求人的赏赐。
That those who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
翻译圣经人想到这个审视啊，大家听不懂。
The Chinese translator thought that people may not understand what it means that God is.
就把它改了一下。
And so they make some change.
这样一改呢，反而因此害意。
And after this change, the verse is no longer accurate.
叫原来的意思，这走了样子了。
It distorted the original meaning.
凡是到神面前来的人，必须信神是。
He who comes to God must believe that He is.
所以看见这一个信呢，并不是起初得救的信心。
So we know that this faith is not the beginner's faith.
得救的信心就是我们要相信有神。
The beginner faith is one that who just believes that there is God.
主耶稣是我们的救主。
One that believes that Jesus is our Savior.
这里说凡到神面前来的人必须信神是。
But here he says, he who comes to God must believe that he is.
这是我们进步的信心。
And this is the second step to our faith.
当我们的信心呢越过越进步的时候。
As we could progress in our, in the path of faith.
我们就看见神是我们的一切。
We began to see that God is our all in all.
他没有说神是什么。
He didn't specify what God is.
若是这样的话，你就把神限制住了。
Because if he specified what God is, then that gives a limitation to God.
他是没有限量。
Our God is unlimited.
他是我们的一切。
He is our all in all.
我们需要什么？
Whatever we need.
他就是我们的什么？
He is.
所有有经验的人都知道，这是何等的实在一件事。
And those who experienced him knows the truth in this word.
所以我们不必到主面前求这个求那一个。
We don't need to come before the Lord and ask for this and ask for that.
我们的神他就是我们的一切。
Because our God is our all in all.
我们摸到主。
When we touched him,
我们的需要都得到解决。
He will meet all our needs.
他是我们的软弱的时候，是我们的福力量。
He is the strength when we are weak.
是我们在没有依靠的时候，他是我们的扶持。
He is our support when we have no one to depend on.
他也是那个无穷喜乐的原因。
And he is the source of all our joys.
就年日展开不改。
And never change in our years.
我们的神，他实在是我们一切的一切。
Our God is truly our all in all.
这是何等宝贝的主。
And he is such a precious God.
所以圣经说，耶和华是我们的产业。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord is my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
He is the portion of my cup.
我所有的一切。
All that I have.
所有的喜乐和满足。
All my joy and my satisfaction.
都在于我们的主。
Is in him.
说你失去了主，就失去了一切。
So when you lose the Lord, you have lost all.
你得到主，就得到一切。
When you gain the Lord, you gain all.
我们是何等丰富的一般人。
Truly, we are people who live in abundance.
是我们一切。
He is not only our all in all.
并且是寻求一人的赏赐。
He is also the rewarder for those who seek.
他也是我们的赏赐。
He is our reward.
我们若寻求神的话，
If we seek after him,
神就把自己赐给我们做我们的赏赐。
He will give us himself as a reward.
这是在这一节圣经啊，原来的意思就是这样。
This is what verse 6 means.
我不能念很多。
I cannot spend much time to read the Bible.
时间我们再读第十二章。
We will turn to chapter 12.
From 第一节读到第三节。
Chapter 12 will read from verse 1 to 3.
还是请弟兄姊妹一起来读。
Let's read together.Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.Despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart.
下边还有一大段圣经啊，我们试试看能把它读完。
We still have much scripture to read. We'll try to finish reading all.
我们就从第四节挨着读下去，第四节读到第十三节。
We will continue reading from verse 4 to verse 13.
你们与罪
恶产生，还没有抵挡他流血的地步，你们又忘了那血。And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we have earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respect them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live?For they discipline us for a short time as seem best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness.Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak, and the knees that are feeble, and make straight paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed.
满有痊愈。好，谢谢。我们再读十三章。
We turn to chapter 13.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
We read from verse 1 to 6. Let love of the brethren continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourself also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your character be free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor would I ever forsake you. So that we confidently said, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What shall man do to me? The last verse to read, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. This is our scripture reading. We invite brother and sister for another prayer.
主，我们把今天上午所讲的话语都交在你手里面。
Lord, we commit all the words spoken this morning in your hand.
主啊，求你在我们里头感动我们的心。
May you move our hearts.
就是让我们说出你自己的心意。
That we may speak of your heart's desire.
也让我们认识我们主的心意。
That we may also know your heart's desire.
让这聚会实在能成为我们的益处。
So that this gathering may truly benefit us.
我们再说，我们虽然是那微小，算不得什么。
Lord, we said again that though we are so unworthy,
但是我们的主，你是伟大的，你是慈爱的。
But our Lord is great and He is full of loving kindness.
你是无所不能的。
You are able to do all things.
你能做人所不能做的事。
You can do things which men cannot do.
为此，我们把这机会完全交在你的手中。
For this reason, we committed this gathering into your hands.
从开头到末了。
From the beginning to the end.
你眷顾我们。
May you watch over us.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Last Sunday, Brother Chang Jian was here to share with us.
他说到，我们今天要应该走一条属灵的道路。
He encourages today to walk on a spiritual path.
这个道路呢是非常重要的。
And he said that this way is very important.
因为什么道路就引到那个什么结果。
Because whatever way you take, your destination will result accordingly.
道路不同呢，我们说达到的结果也不一样。
If you take the wrong way, you will come to a different result.
正像主耶稣所说的，我们若是走一条小路，这条小路呢，到末了，那结果就是永生。
And just as Jesus said that we will take the narrow way, and at the end of this narrow way is eternal life.
我们若是走一条大路的话呢，那个大路到结局到灭亡。
But if we take the broad way,That is the way that leads to destruction.
所以什么道路就引到什么结果。
So which way that you take will determine your destiny.
是很重要的。
And way is very important.
那他给我们看见这一条属灵道路是怎样的道路。
And he also shows us what kind of way is the spiritual way.
他说到这是一个向下扎根向上生长的道路。
He said, "This is the way that we must take root deeply and grow forth."
换句话说呢，就是我们隐藏的生活。
In other words, he's referring to our hidden life.
当然我们聚会了、读经了，或者是我们服侍了，这都是往外面的生活。
Our Bible reading, our attending meetings, or ministering in the meetings, these are all outward life.
那么这是外面的生活，没有隐藏的生活做根基的话。
And without the foundation of our hidden life,
这些外面的生活都没有什么价值。
And this outward life has no value.
所以我们要注意呢，隐藏的生活。
Therefore, we must pay attention to our hidden life.
那就是向下扎根的道路。
And that is the way to root deeply.
他也说到这条路是一条窄路。
He also mentioned that this way is the narrow way.
末了他也说到这条路是一条小路。
At the end, he also said, this is a small way.
给我们看见，这就是我们今天该走的属灵道路。
And he points out that this is the way that we should take in our spiritual life.
讲的时候，我就想到希伯来书。
When he was sharing with us, I remembered the book of Hebrews.
这希伯来书也是一直呼召我们呢，让我们往前去。
And this book of Hebrews also is a book that continues to call us to go forward.
我们不要停留在得救的阶段。
Don't just remain at the elementary teachings.
我们蒙恩得救之后，要继续不断地往前去。
After we're saved, we need to continue to press on forward.
不仅是我们需要走路。
Not only we must walk.
有时候还需要奔跑。
Sometimes we must run.
因为走路比较慢一点。
Because walking takes too long.
那因为时间不多。
We are short on time.
所以我们需要奔跑。
That's why sometimes we must run.
或许我们能够达到。那个所要求，说主所带领我们的结果。
Maybe we will reach the goal which God has set for us.
这个，我里头有这样的感觉，想到就或者是和弟兄姊妹交通念希伯来书。
Since I have this burden in my heart, I felt that I should share the books of Hebrews with you.
那这几天里头啊，主都没有给我改变。
And in these past few days, God did not change that burden.
好像这感觉一直在里面。
And He continued to keep the burden in my heart.
这缘故，我就和弟兄们交通一点希伯来书。
And for this reason, I will share with you a little bit on the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书也是呼召我们，让我们一直往前去。
The book of Hebrews continued to call us to press on forward.
他要我们达到一个什么结果呢？
Where does He want to lead us?
让我他好多地方告诉我们。
And in many places, the book of Hebrews tells us.
比方第四章里就说到，我们要竭力那个向前。
For example, chapter 4 tells us that we need to press on forward.
那个进入神所为我们预备的安息。
And to enter into the rest which God prepared for us.
第六章又说到，我们要脱离除信的阶段。
And chapter 6 tells us that we need to leave the elementary teaching about the Christ.
那我们要往前去。
That we need to press on.
使我们能够长大成人。
So that we may enter into maturity.
第十章又说到，我们应当往前去。
And chapter 10 again tells us to press on.
我们应当进入幔内。
We need to enter into the veil.
我们要住在至圣所里面。
We need to live in the holies of holies.
在那里不仅是瞻仰我们神的荣耀。
And there we may gaze upon His glory.
并且在至圣所里头，我们能享受神所有一切的丰富。
And in the holy of holies, that we may enjoy all the abundance of God.
然后他说，主已经给我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
That's why he says that God has opened a new and living way.
使我们能这样的来到神的面前。
So that we can come before Him.
这不是很简单一件事。
This is not a simple matter.
也不是这个很轻一件事。
And this is not a light matter.
你要知道。在旧约里面，虽然有多少人呢？他们想进到至圣所。
You know, in the Old Testament, there are so many people wants to enter into the Holy of Holies.
那是不可能一件事情。
And it's an impossible thing for them.
人那敬拜神，只有在远远的外面来敬拜。
When men worship God, they can only worship from afar.
那只有祭司才能进到圣所里面。
Only the priest may enter into the holy temple.
就若是大祭司的话呢？
And for the high priest,
那么只有大祭司一年一次能进到至圣所里面。
And only the high priest may enter into the holy of holy once a year.
并且他们进到至圣所里面去的时候都战惊恐惧的。
And as they enter into the holy of holies, they are full of fear and trembling.
进去之后，在那里那做了做了赎罪的事。
And after they have done the redemption offerings,
他们就很快要从里面出来。
Quickly they will exit from the Holy of Holies.
快可以不能跑路的。
But they can be quick, but they cannot run.
因为一跑路啊，他们那个衣服那个下面呢有许多铃铛。
And because if they run, they have many bells at the hem of their robe.
你若一跑啊，那个铃铛都当当当当响起来。
And if they run, it will make all the bells to sound.
所以要非常的谨慎。
They have to be very careful.
那么从里面出来。
And to exit from the Holy of Holies.
等到了圣所的时候，他才能透一口气。
And they can finally take a breath when they get into the Holy Temple.
圣所实在太神圣了。
Because the Holies of Holies is too holy.
这个是一般人不能进去的。
It is a place which normal people cannot enter in.
就是大祭司进去，他每一次进去都带着血。
Even when the high priest enter, every time he enter, he must bring blood with him.
听到他们自己都不能进去。
By themselves, they are unable to enter.
所以至圣所实在是
人说非常炫目的一个地方。
So the place of the Holy of Holies is envied by many people.
弟兄姊妹，主实在是爱我们。
Brother sister, our Lord truly loves us.
因为他在十字架上所成功的救赎。
Because the redemption work he has completed on the cross
就给我们开了有又新又活的道路
has opened a new and living way for us
并且是直通入幔内
and this way directly takes us into the Holy of Holies
进到至圣所里面
not only we may enter into this place
并且叫我们能够住在至圣所里面
but we may also dwell in this place
一面瞻仰神
we may gaze upon him forever
一面来享受神的丰富
and we may enjoy his
riches 所以今天我们实在是一个何等有福的一般人
today we are truly blessed people
不要失去这一个机会
do not lose this opportunity
也不要失去那 这一个那个主所给我们的祝福
and do not lose the blessing which God has prepared for us
时常能够进入至圣所
let us often enter into the Holy of Holies
能够住在里面
And remain there.
哎，和神有交通。
And to have fellowship with him.
这实在太大一件事。
This is truly an amazing thing.
是旧约里头人所向往而没不能达到的。
This is the desire of many Old Testament people, and yet they cannot reach.
今天我们靠着主耶稣基督，能够这样子能够进到至圣所。
Today, by our Lord Jesus Christ, we may enter into the Holy of Holies. We may come before God.
这实在是神太大的恩典。
This is truly His grace and blessing.
所以我们要宝贝这一件事情。
We must treasure this.
那么下面到了第十一章又说到。
And chapter 11 talks about pressing on again.
要往前去。
We must press on.
就好像亚伯拉罕在那个迦南地。
Just like Abraham living in the land of Canaan.
他说寄居之地。
And the place which he dwelled.
他天天仰望那一座有根基的城。
And daily he looked for the city which has foundation.
就是神所经营所神所建造的。
Whose architect and builder is God.
他从北边一直到南边。
He moved from north to south.
无论在什么地方,
no matter where he pitched his tent,
无论在什么环境之下,
no matter in what circumstances,
他的眼睛一直那个注视神所经营的那一座城,
his eye continues to focus on the city which God managed.
那一座城,
he desires to enter into that city.
虽然是还没有进去,
although he has not entered into the city,
还没有得着,
he has not gained the city,
但是他的心呢一直向往,
but his heart.Continues to look for that city.
就好像他已经看见那一座城的荣耀一样。
Just as if he has already seen the glory of the city.
所以他寄居在迦南地的时候。
So when he was a sojourner in the land of Canaan.
虽然是比较辛苦一点。
Although it was a difficult life.
但是他也不愿意回到他原来的地方。
Yet he still would not go back to his homeland.
那圣经说，他们若是想愿意回去，回到原来家乡里面去。
The Bible tells us if he is willing to go back to his homeland.
那是很容易一件事情。
It is a very simple thing.
但是遇到这一座城吸引他的缘故。
But because the attraction of this city with foundation.
他一直在迦南地做寄居，做客旅。
He'd rather be an alien in the land of promise.
等候进入那一个神所经营、所建造的城里面。
Waiting so that one day he may enter into the city which God is the architect and the builder.
我们也是呼召，神也呼召我们。
Today God also gave us the same calling.
要我们等候那一座城。
He wants us to wait for that city.
就是神所经营、神所建造的。
The city which God is the builder and the architect.
那就是我们将来的那个荣耀的家乡。
And that is our glorious home.
那个就是在启示录末两章所说的新耶路撒冷。
That is what is described in the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, the New Jerusalem. This is the city which God built. And it's a glorious city. This city continues to attract our hearts. And to call us to go forward. So that this city will be built.
那我们到那一天都进入这一座城里面。
On that day, we will all enter into the city.
那在这里并不是说那座城现在是空的。
And here it doesn't tell us that this city now is empty.
那等着我们将来大家都进去。
It is not waiting emptily and waiting for all of us to enter in the future.
是神所经营，神所建造的。
This is a city whose architect and builder is God.
一直建造这座城。
God continues to build the city.
那神怎样建造呢？
How does God build the city?
神就把我们这许多人当作材料啊，建造起来。
He used the many of us here as the material, the building material.
使我们成为这一座城。
So that we can become the city.
所以今天神在我们身上那个做工。
That's why God continues to work in our lives today.
要把我们这许多人一天过一天的建造起，建立起来。
Daily, He is building us together.
使我们成为新耶路撒冷。
That we will become the new Jerusalem.
那么一面这个事是摆在我们前头，是我们所仰望的。
On one thing, this is something that is placed before our eyes that we look for.
另外一方面也是我们被神建造起来的。
On the other hand, we are being built together by God.
等到这一座城建好了之后。
After the completion of this building of the city.
那就是我们众人都长大成人了。
That's when we have all reached into our maturity.
那这座城建造好了。
And this city is complete.
然后这一座城就从天而降。
And the city will come down from heaven.
那就是新耶路撒冷。
And we will see the new Jerusalem.
那就是荣耀的圣城。
The glorious holy city.
那就是我们的家，将来的家乡。
And that is our future home.
到了第十二章，他又呼召我们。
When we come to chapter 12, he calls us again.
要往前去。
He calls us to press on.
使我们能够长大成人。
That we may grow up.
满有神儿子长成的身量。
That we will have the full stature of the A son of God.
到了十三章，他又呼召我们。
In chapter 13, he calls us to press on.
要我们往前去。
That we must press on.
让我们过一种爱的生活。
To live a life of love.
让主的心能得到满足。
So that we can satisfy God's heart.
所以他就在希伯来书里头一直在呼召我们向前。
So the entire book of Hebrews continues to call us to press on.
那么呼召我们向前。
He calls us to press on.
那就是我们看见将来的一个目的。
And because he shows us the purpose at the end.
我们说要达到这个结果。
And the result which is waiting for us.
那我们怎样能够达到这个结果？
How can we enter into this, to this end?
那就需要常见听所说的，你要走那条属灵道路了。
And then we must take the way which Brother Chang Jian shared with us last week.
不过呢，希伯来书给我们看见这一条属灵道路。
But the book of Hebrews also shows us the spiritual way.
是怎样一条道路呢？
He shows us what kind of way this is.
这十一章告诉我们说，这是信心的道路。
And first of all, in chapter 11 tells us this is the way of faith.
我们今天应该走在这条信心道路上。
Today we must all walk on this way of faith.
无论是生活也好，服事也好。
In our life or in our service.
不是凭着眼见。
It is not by our eyesight.
我们还是凭着信心。
But it's by faith.
我们要学习那个信心的功课。
We need to learn the lessons of faith.
让我们的信心能够越过越长进。
So that this faith will grow.
让我们说那个神在我们身上做的事情越过越能得到成就。
So that God can accomplish all the work He is doing in our life.
今天我们乃是过一个信心的生活。
Today we lead a life of faith.
我们必须要看见这件事。
And we must see this thing.
我们不是说天天读圣经祷告祷告。
It is not just reading the Bible and pray daily.
到时候来聚会。
And when the time comes, we come to the meeting.
我们不需要出什么代价的。
If this is our life, then we don't need to pay much
price. 我们也不需要有什么学习的。
We don't need to learn much things.
但是我们看见就是要信心的道路。
But when God shows us this way of faith,
你必须先学习那个信心的功课。
You must first learn the lesson of faith.
那我们才能在这条道路上继续不断地往前去。
Then we can continue to press on in this way.
如果我们不凭着信心的话
，without faith，
我们就没有办法让它向前。
We cannot press on forward.
在这条路上有许许多的难处。
Along this way, there are many difficulties.
我们必须相信主的缘故。
And by believing in God,
让我们越过这些难处。
We can overcome these problems.
这里有深水。
And here there is deep water.
让我们靠着主渡过这深水。
And by believing in God, we can overcome the water.
这里有火焰。
Here we see the fire and smoke.
我们也靠着主经过这火焰。
And by believing in God, we also surpass the fire and smoke. We must have faith.
若没有信心的话, 我们就不能过去。
Without faith, we cannot cross over.
我们必须要学习那个信心的功课。
We must learn the lesson of faith.
这是非常重要的一件事。
And this is very important.
我真是巴不得我们弟兄姊妹, 我们都能看见。
I truly hope that all brothers and sisters can see this.
我们是走在这条信心道路上面。
That we are walking on this path of faith. And God will use all circumstances to train us. So that we may lead a life of faith.
他告诉我们说,
he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
并且告诉我们说, 凡到神面前来的人必须信神是。
And he who comes to God must believe that he is.
也信他是我们的是寻求的人赏赐。
And that he is the rewarder of those who seek him.
所以你,若是我们没有信心的话,
without faith, and we cannot please our God.
神最喜欢的一般人呢,是有信心的一般人。
God loves those people who have faith.
我们虽然已经信主了,
although we already believe in God,
那是初级的信心,
and that is just a beginning faith.
神需要我们,要我们有进一步的信心。
God wants us to continue to advance.
所以在圣经里头,读哈巴谷书的时候,
so when we read in the Habakkuk,
那里有句话说, 义人比银信得生,
and the righteous shall be justified by faith.
这句话语在新约引用过三次,
and this, these words were used, were referred to three times in the New Testament.
是在罗马书第一章,
and the first time it was in Romans chapter 1.
他说到义人比银信得生,
says the righteous shall be justified by faith.
我们必须因着信心我们才能蒙恩得救。
It means that by faith then we can be saved.
这是我们初级的信心。
And this is the beginner faith.
然后就给我们看见, 加拉太书第三章也给我们看见。
In Galatians chapter 3 it tells us,
他说义人比银信得生。
And that the righteous shall be born by faith.
那是指着我们生活方面的。
And that refers to our life.
我们生活必须过一个信心的生活。
In our daily life, we must live a life of faith.
那我们才能继续不断地向前。
And so that we can continue to move on.
希伯来书第十章又说到义人因信心得生，因信得生。
And chapter 10 of Hebrew tells us that we will live by the righteous must live by faith.
那这说到一个得胜的信心。
And this talks about a victorious faith.
所以无论是在生活中间也好。
In our life,
无论是在征战中也好,
or in warfare,
我们都需要使用信心,
we all need to use this faith.
所以我们要学习那个信心的功课。
So we must learn the lesson of faith.
你知道以色列人这个他们在旷野里走到一个地步。
You know, when the Israelites were walking in the wilderness,
甚至在这之前一直在训练他们。
And God continued to train them even before they enter into the wilderness. God trained them to live a life of faith. So sometimes God, they do not have water to drink.
苦水变成甜的水。
And God caused the bitter water to turn into sweet water.
有些时候他们没有东西吃了。
Sometimes they do not have food.
200多万人从埃及出来。
For so many people who exit from Egypt, they only have very little food with them, and quickly it was all used up. Then how should they live?
神就从天上降下玛拿来,
and God sent manna from heaven. Daily, He provided to their needs. And this is God's training for them to live a life of faith. To believe in God that all things He will resolve. They walk to a point that they don't have water again. And God called Moses to strike the rock. And from the rock flows living water. And it flows like a river.
不仅他们喝饱喝足了,
not only their thirst were quenched,
甚至他们的牲畜也都喝足了,
even their livestock have been filled and drink. And how can the rock flows out living water? This is truly a matter of faith. Because by our sight, we will never imagine there will be water in this big rock. It is impossible. So God trained them to have faith. To believe in our God, that He can do things which man cannot do. He can do things which men the things is impossible. God continues to train them.
训练他们那么久的时间。
And train them for so many years.
他们到了加利斯巴尼亚。
Until they come to Kadesh Barnea.
前面就是迦南地。
And they are faced with land of Canaan in front of them.
那就神所赐给他们的那个牛奶与蜜之地。
And this is the land flowing with milk and honey which God promised them.
这就是神所应许给他们的地。
This is the land that God has promised them.
神要他们那个进到那地承受伟业。
God want them to enter in to inherit the land.
但是他们那时候想，我们主要看看那个地方去窥探一下。
But at that time, they thought we at least need to spy out the land.
他们就跟摩西讲到这件事。
So they mentioned this to Moses.
那神也要答应他们说，好，他们要上去，就让他们上去吧。
And God also permitted this thing. If you want to go up to take a look, go ahead.
去看看这个地方。
And so they can take a look at the land.
那好让他们受到吸引。
And maybe their heart will be attracted.
能够进到那个迦南地去。
And they want to enter into this land.
结果他们就打发十二个探子。
They sent 12 spies.
每一个支派选出一个人来。
They have selected one man out of each tribe.
上到这个地方，看看这个地方。
So that they may go into the land and take a look.
到底从什么地方走
？Which way shall we enter in？
那个地方的城啊，到底是大的还是小的
？How big and how great are the cities in that land？
那地方人呢，还是强的，还是壮的，还是弱的
？And the inhabitants of the land are they strong or are they weak？
也看看那地方出产到底如何。
They also want to take a look at the produce of the land.
结果他们就到了迦南地。
And so they enter into the land of Canaan.
到了以斯歌谷那地方了。
And they enter into a place.
他们看见那实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
And they truly discover this is a land that flows with milk and honey.
他们就在那里砍了一挂葡萄。
And there they cut down a bunch of grapes.
他们盼望把这葡萄带回来，那给大家看看。
They want to bring the grapes back to show to everybody.
一挂葡萄是要两个人抬的。
You see that this grape needs to be carried by two people.
那真是大的，很大的葡萄了。
It's truly a huge amount of grapes.
那比我们台湾的飓风还要大得多了。
It is bigger than the grapes, the super grapes in Taiwan.
另外还有
jungle size,
另外还有好多的果子。
They also have many other fruits.
他们就回来了。
And then they came back.
回来就告诉大家说。
So they told the people.
神所应许给我们的地方啊，实在是牛奶与蜜之地。
The land which God promises is truly a land flowing with milk and honey.
你们看一看，这个就是那个地方出产。
Look at the produce.
那是多丰富的地方。
It is so abundant.
但是呢，我们不能上去。
But we cannot go up.
因为那地方城墙啊，非常高，非常坚固。
Because the city wall there are very strong and very high.
人呢也是很大的。
And the people are giants.
我们在那看见亚拿住的人。
And there we see the people from the Anakites.
这些人是很高大的。
And these are giants.
这些人都是吃人的百姓，吃人的人。
And these people, they will eat us.
所以我们不能上去。
Therefore, we cannot go up.
我们若是上去的话呀，
if we go up to the city,
他们都把我们吃掉了。
And they will swallow all of us.
他们就在报个恶信。
So they gave them the evil news.
好是很好。
Truly, it's a good land.
但是那就有难处。
But there is a lot of problems.
我们没有办法胜过这些难处。
And we cannot overcome these problems.
我们妇女孩子都要死在这个地方。
Our women and children will all die in their hands.
那他们就报告恶信。
And these 12 spies came back with evil
news. 那么只有两个人呢？他们说我们可以上去。
Only two people says we can go up.
我们足能得胜的。
We will definitely win.
比这一个人约书亚。
And one was Joshua.
他说更刚强。
He says be strong.
他说我们的神与我们同在。
Because our God is with us.
我们神会把我们带上去的。
Our God will lead us.
他们没有办法吞掉我们。
They cannot swallow us.
我们能够把他们都吞掉。
But we will swallow them.
我们总能上去。
Let us go up.
你们不能违背神的。
And do not be disobedient to God.
这些以色列人都起来，要拿石头把他们两个打死。
And all the Israelites rose up, want to stone them to death.
若不是神的荣耀继续这个在那个时候显出来的话。
If not for the manifestation of God's glory at that time.
那么这两个人已经死在他们石头底下了。
These two men were died in their hands.
因为这个实在是那时候人的从那个暴民了。
And because the people rebelled.
弟兄姊妹，结果怎么样？
Brother sister, what was the end result?
结果神就在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。
And God swore in his wrath that these people shall not enter into my rest.
他们所说的那些妇人孩子那个都被吞噬的，他们倒能进去。
And those women and children who will be swallowed by the inhabitant of the land,
那么这些人,
these will enter into the promised land. But these people who rebel, they cannot enter.
除了你加勒和约书亚,
except Caleb and Joshua.
那么他们这个, 他们能进去。
These two will enter into the promised land.
结果这些人听了之后呢, 他们就很难过。
And after these people heard the news, they were very sad.
他们说我们还是进去好了，我们就去，我们就进去。
They said, "Let us and go ahead and go in."
摩西告诉他说，你们不要上去了，神不在你们中间。
Moses told them, "Do not go up because God is not with you."
结果他们还是硬着颈项上去。
But these people are stiff-necked people, and they continue to go up.
都被杀都被打败了。
And they were greatly defeated.
他们就跑下来。
And they ran back.
结果神就告诉他们说，你们要转到旷野里面去。
God told them that you had to turn back into the wilderness. And they continued to circle the wilderness for another
38
years. And the 38 years they traveled in the wilderness. They wait until all these the people of this generation died off.
从20岁出去能够征战的那些战士统统死掉了。
From the 20 years old and above, these people who are able to fight, they all died. After they died, God brought them into the promised land.
弟兄们，为什么这样？
Brother and sister, why is it so?
他们不能承受神的应许。
Why that they cannot inherit the promised land?
就是因为他们不信的缘故。
It's because of their disbelief.
不是因为行为有好坏的问题。
It is not whether they are good men or bad men.
那是他们不相信神。
Is that they do not believe in God.
加勒和约书亚为什么能进去？
Why that Caleb and Joshua are able to enter?
因为他们相信神。
Because they believe in God.
他们眼中所看见的不是那些迦南人。
Their eyes are not focused on the Anakites.
他们眼睛看见是我们的神。
But their eyes are focused upon our God.
很多时候了，我们是把环境啊，能摆在我们眼前。
Many times we can only look at our environment.
我们借着经过的环境来看神。
And we will see God through our environment.
你就看见难处太大。
Then you discover the troubles are too great.
没有办法解决的问题。
And it seems like God cannot even solve your problem.
我们要像加勒约书亚一样。
We need to be like Caleb and Joshua.
我要经过神来看环境。
We need to look at our environment through God.
你把神摆在你眼前。
You need to place God in front of your eyes.
当你借着神来看着环境的时候啊。
And when you see your environment through God.
没有一个难处是大的。
Then nothing is too difficult.
在我们的身上凡事都能。
Because to our God, everything is possible.
这是约书亚和加勒他们得胜的原因。
And that's why Caleb and Joshua are victorious.
不是说他们没有看见这许多伟人。
It is not because they have not seen the giants.
他们都看见了。
They have seen them.
这难处他们都看见了。
They have seen all the difficulties.
不过他们经过神来看这一切。
But they see all these things through God.
就看见这一切难处都算不得什么。
And so they count all these problems as nothing.
有什么难处能够大过我们的神呢？
And who can be against our God?
说他们都是有信心的。
That's why they have faith.
而这一般百姓他们里头没有信心。
But for the people, they do not have faith.
说结果都倒闭在旷野里。
And their end result is to die in the wilderness.
这是何等可惜的一件事。
It's such pitiful thing.
经过那么长久的时间。
After so many years.
也经过多少艰难和痛苦。
After so many sufferings.
到末了倒闭在旷野里。
At the end, they still die in the wilderness.
不是因为他们的行为。
It is not because of their deeds. 但
是因为他们没有信心。
It's because of their faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心是何等重要的一件事。
Brother and sister, faith is so important.
若是我们没有信心的话
，without faith，
我们纵然有好的行为
，even if we have good deeds，
我们也不能进到神所应许的地方去。
We still cannot enter into the promised land.
我们必须要有信心。
We must have faith.
借着信心来承受神所应许给我们的产业。
And with faith to inherit the promised land that God has given us.
所以我们要操练我们的信心。
Therefore, we must exercise our faith.
主也借着各种环境来训练我们。
And God will use our environment to train us.
叫我们能够活在信心里面。
So that we may live in faith.
叫我们不是凭着眼见。
That we will no longer to live by sight.
叫我们生活还是凭着信心。
But our life is to live by faith.
也不是凭着外面的感觉。
It is not by your feelings.
乃是凭着我们的信心。
But it's by your faith.
我们的信心虽然是好像这个看不见什么。
Although you cannot see your faith.
但是我们的信心乃是所望之事的实底。
But faith is the substance of things hoped for.
它是把我们所盼望的实际化掉了。
And everything that we hope for will become a reality in our life.
这个信息我们就看见了神所应许的地方。
Through faith, we will see the promised land.
是未见之事的确据。
And it is the assurance of things unseen.
虽然没有看见神的应许。
Although we have not seen God's promise, but we have this conviction.
神要把那个迦南美地赐给他们。
We have the conviction that God will give us the promised land.
他们乃是因着信心而看见的。
By faith, they have seen this promised land.
因着信心而持守的。
By faith, they can hold fast.
弟兄们，我们要学习凭着信心生活。
Brothers and sisters, we must live. We must learn to live by faith.
主要在这一件事呢，也都放在教导我。
And God also teach me many lessons in this regard.
特别是在过去的一年里头。
Especially in this past year.
主要我看见说，不要凭着眼见，要凭着信心。
God taught me not to live by sight, but by faith.
不要凭着外面的感觉。
Do not live by your outward feelings.
要凭着里面的信心。
But live by the inner faith.
这是我们众人都该学的功课。
This is a lesson we all need to learn.
弟兄姊妹，主不仅是信仰一次、两次、三次，多次来训练。
Brothers and sisters, God will not just train you once or twice, but He will train you many times.
我要做一个见证。
Until the end, I will testify.
我们神他是不误事的神。
That our God is never wrong.
我们神他是信实的神。
Our God is the faithful God.
我们纵然失信。
Although we are faithless,
他仍然是可信的。
But He is still faithful.
因为他不能背负自己。
Because He cannot deny Himself.
如果我们相信的话。
If we believe,
事情就到了我们所信的为我们成就了。
Things will be accomplished according to our faith.
所以这是何等大的恩典。
This is such amazing grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主多次来训练我们。
God often trains us.
在我们个人身上。
In our own life.
弟兄姊妹的身上。
In our brothers and sisters' life.
主在那做我来训练我们。
God continue to train us.
要凭着信心。
That we must live by faith.
比方说前些时候我们为着这个那个王弟兄的儿子是小儿子 Aaron 在那祷告。
And for example, we've been praying for our brother Wang's baby Aaron.
所以差不多全教会，尤其是礼拜三晚上祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹，都是很迫切的在祷告。
It seems like the entire church, especially the brother and sister who comes to Wednesday night meeting, they pray for them.
在主面前恳求就是。
We just pray before the Lord.
老师，他上个礼拜三晚上。
And last Wednesday night.
在祷告聚会之前。
And right before the prayer meeting.
有姊妹就把那个王姊妹的她的所得的应许在哪里告诉我们。
A sister shared with us what God had promised to our sister Wang.
神已经应许她。
God has already promised her
神是无所不能的。
That He is able.
神应许给她。
He has given her promises.
埃及的病啊，那个加在她的身上。
That He will not give him the illness from Egypt.
他是我们的医治。
And because our God is our healer.
她有了这样的应许。
When she received such
promise. 她里面就非常有把握。
She has assurance in her heart. And by faith,
也安慰弟兄姊妹,
she also comforts her brothers and sisters.
不要再担心,
that we should not worry.
这个病会好的,
because God will heal this baby.
那个时候他的儿子啊, 那个白血球啊, 就是在灵的上面。
At that moment, her son's white blood cell count was at zero.
没有一点的抵抗力。
He has no immunity against illness. But since God has spoken,
我们姊妹这样的相信,
our sister believed this way.
并且也安慰弟兄姊妹,
and she also comforted brothers and sisters.
叫弟兄姊妹不要担心,
that we should not worry for them.
弟兄姊妹遇到信的缘故,
and by faith,
神就为我们成就了,
and God has done great things.
然后第二次那个孩子检查的时候,
and the second time the child was the doctor checked the child.
有些姊妹告诉我说，那个白血球已经升到一千多了。
Some sister informed us the white blood cell count went to 1,000.
昨天我们问到王弟兄。
Last night we talked to Brother Wang.
他说孩子一定回家了。
He says the baby is home now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神借着这许多事来训练我们。
God will train us.
我们要凭着信心。
But we must live by faith.
没有一个难处是大过神的。
There's not a problem too great for our God.
没有一个问题他是不能够解决的。
There's not a problem that our God cannot solve.
不仅是我们身上那些琐琐碎小事。
Now only the small things that happen in our daily life.
就是怀里面那些大的事情。
Even the great matters in our life.
在人认为不可能的事。
And those things that are impossible for God.
我们的神是没有不可能的。
But it's not impossible for God.
要相信神。
We must believe in God.
要依靠神。
Rely upon Him.
只有这样信靠神。
Only when you trust God this way.
我们才看见神的荣耀。
Then we will see His glory.
若是我们不信的话。
Without faith.
我们都要倒闭在旷野里。
We will all die in the wilderness.
怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
叫我们能够学习信心的功课。
That we can learn the lesson of faith.
在希伯来书第十一章那里讲到好多好多的人，他们都是有信心的。
In chapter 11, give us many examples of people with faith.
因到信心的缘故，有美好的见证。
And by faith, they all have beautiful testimony.
每一个人都有美好的见证。
Each one of them has a beautiful testimony.
都是因到他们有信心。
It is all because of their faith.
不是因到他们的行为。
It is not because of their deeds.
很可能他们有人行为并不算太好。
Maybe some of them do not even have good works in their life.
尤其失败的地方。
And they have failures in their life.
但是神所看见不是他们的失败。
But God did not focus on their failures.
神所注意的是他们的信心。
God focus on a day of faith.
比方说是挪亚，他虽然是一个敬畏神的人。
For example, although Noah was one who feared the Lord.
但是从那个方舟里出来之后呢？
But after he came out of the ark.
结果他就做起农夫来了。
He turned in and became a farmer. 就种
了一个葡萄园。
He planted a vineyard.
结果喝了园子那个葡萄酿的酒啊，喝醉了。
And he had too much drink in the vineyard and become drunk. And he lied there, he fell asleep there naked. This is not a good example for him. God has such grace for him. And at the end, this is how he lives. But God did not say Noah was bad. But he only said by faith Noah built an ark.
也就因到信的缘故，让这些的那个生物都进到方舟里面。
And by faith, all the animals enter into the ark.
还在方舟里头来服侍这些牲畜。
And in the ark, he ministered and served these animals.
一个简单的工作啊。
This is not a simple job.
每天呢要跑三层楼的。
Every day he must run all three levels.
把食物运到上面去。
He has to carry food to all the animals.
都喂饱了。
Until they're all fed.
把水带上去给他们喝。
And then he must carry the water to them.
相当艰难的一件事。
It is a difficult job.
但是就在那样忙碌里面。
But even in that busyness.
那样仍然是与主同行的。
Noah continued to walk with God.
活在主的面前。
He continued to live before God. 凭着
信心，他就在那服侍这许多神所交给他的这些牲畜。
And by faith, he ministered all the animal which God has entrusted him.
还有所有一切动物，都是因到信心而服侍。
And he served them with faith.
虽然以后怎样那个失败。
Although he failed later on.
但是神没有说。
God did not judge.
神所看见的是他的信心，不是他的失败。
God looked at his faith, not his failure.
弟兄姊妹，纵然今天我们也会有软弱的。
Brothers and sisters, today we may also have.
我们也会有失败的。
We may also fail.
若是我们相信神的话。
If we believe in God.
我们当然活在信心里面。
We live in faith.
神所宝贵的是我们的信心。
Then what God treasures in our life is our faith.
我们的失败都没有记载呀。
He will not record our failures. You see, chapter 11 did not record Noah's failures. Only recorded the victory of his faith. Although Abraham was the father of faith, but Abraham did not lead a perfect life. And because of famine, he went down to Egypt. And he was shamed there. And because of his wife's Sarah's advice, he married Hagar and gave birth to Ishmael.
今天这个问题实在太大了。
And today you can see what great problem.
这个难处实在太大了。
The problem is so great.
就是因为亚伯拉罕生的是以实玛利亚，所以以色列人都吃不消。
And it's all because Abraham gave birth to Ishmael, and the Israelites today cannot have a peaceful life.
以斯玛利就是围绕着那个以色列，那是外面那些阿拉伯国。
So because the descendant of Ishmael surround Israelites.
他们的目的呀，就是把以色列推到大海里面去。
And their purpose is to push Israel into the ocean.
不管用什么办法。
No matter what methods they use.
所以他这个拦住，他这个错误啊，不仅影响他家庭的和谐。
And so you see, Abraham's mistake not only caused trouble in the harmony in her
household, it
continues to influence his descendants. We see that today's problem is so great. But God did not focus on it. It is not because God did not see the problem, but God did not take accounting of it. God only took accounting of his faith by faith.
他天天等候那一个有根基的城。
Abraham looked forward to the city with foundation daily.
弟兄姊妹，信心乃神所宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, faith is what God treasures.
纵然我们有软弱，有失败。
Though we may fail or we have weaknesses.
那我并不是鼓励弟兄姊妹可以软弱，可以失败。
I'm not encouraging you to live in weakness.
但是我们走路难免有会滑跌的时候。
But sometimes when we walk, we will stumble.
神所记载的不是我们的失败。
God will not record our failures, but He take accounting of our faith. As long as you have faith, God will still lift you up so that you can press on forward until you reach His goal. You see how God treasures our faith.
这是第一条道路。
This is the first way.
这第二属灵道路是十字架的道路。
The second spiritual way is the way of the cross.
我弟兄姊妹都知道这件事。
I know all brothers and sisters know about it.
我们今天就是走在这条十字架的道路上。
Today we walk on the way of cross.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
我们常常有个错误的领会，以为十字架就是受苦。
We often have this misconception that cross equals to suffering.
受苦不一定有十字架的。
You may suffer without the cross.
你虽然受了很多的痛苦。
Sometimes you endure much suffering.
但是你老样子还是那样。
But you're still the same.
没有什么改变的。
There's no change in your life.
外邦人也有很多的苦难。
You know, the Gentiles also have many sufferings.
不要说他们没有十字架，他们一点连知道十字架都不知道。
They don't even know about the cross, and yet they still suffer. The Gentile just considered the cross as a shameful mark.
My
sisters, our suffering is not necessarily by the cross. When I was in Hong Kong, I heard about a brother. And formerly, he suffered a lot in China. Later, he went to Hong Kong.
我们夫妇俩都到了香港。
And both the husband and wife came to Hong Kong.
我听夫妇俩常常吵架。
I heard that they quarrel often.
吵到个地步，都甚至要离婚了。
They quarrel to the point that they want to divorce.
虽然他们有这些的苦难。
Even though they endure much suffering.
但这些苦难在他们身上没有益处的。
But these suffering did not profit them.
他们还是老样子了。
They still carried
the old ways. 这个人没有改变。
They did not change.
家庭也没有改变。
And their family did not change.
说弟兄姊妹，十字架。
Brother and sister, as for the cross.
不是受苦。
It is not a suffering.
虽然是有苦难。
Although it has suffering.
但是他的目的不是为叫人受苦。
But the purpose is not to cause you to suffer.
十字架目的乃是要除掉我们这个人。
The purpose of the cross is to remove our flesh.
正好像主耶稣钉十字架之前。
Just like when Jesus was crucified.
那些人喊着除掉他，除掉他。
These people cry out to remove him, remove him.
不是除掉主耶稣基督。
It is not to remove Jesus Christ.
今天乃是除掉我们这个人。
But today is to remove our
flesh. 我们这个邪气的人。
Our flesh and blood.
我们这个肉体的人。
Our flesh.
我们这个贪爱世界的这个人。
Our flesh that loves
the world. 我们这个老旧的人。
Our old man.
需要借着十字架来解决他。
We need a cross to remove
it. 如果不解决他的话。
If we do not remove this old man,
我们失败，一直要失败下去的。
We will continue to fail.
我们不会有改变的。
We will never change.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise the Lord.
我们主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was crucified on the
cross, 也把我们这个老旧的人给我们完全解决了。
He also resolved the issue of our old man.
今天我们只有活在信心里面。
Today we can only live in faith.
来启用主耶稣十字架。
And to use what he accomplished on the cross.
摆在主，摆在死地。
and place ourselves in death.
不让他在我们里头再得到地位。
So this old man will no longer gain ground in us.
当我们这样把他摆在死地的时候
，When we place ourselves in death,
那复活的生命就从我们里头彰显出来。
His resurrection life will be revealed through us.
所以我们要看见一件事。
We must see one thing.
这个十字架对我们实在是有很大的益处。
The cross is truly profitable to us.
就像在十二章里头所说的管教。
Just like the what chapter 12 refers to in the training.
那管教实在说就是施行的十字架。
God's discipline is His cross.
神借着管教，能把让十字架功效成就在我们的身上。
And through disciplining, God will work His cross in us.
你蒙恩得救，我们蒙恩得救之后，为什么遭遇这么多难处？
Why do we encounter many problems after we're saved?
我们以为说神不爱我们。
We thought maybe God doesn't love us.
弟兄姊妹，这是难处，正是表明神对我们爱的一个记号。
Brothers and sisters, these sufferings is a mark of God's love.
神若是不爱我们的话
，If God doesn't love us,
神就会任凭我们。
He will let us do whatever we want.
就不会让我们遇见这些难处的。
Maybe we will not encounter these sufferings.
所以让我们遇见这些难处。
But because we encounter suffering,
他借着这些难处就来管教我们。
He used them to discipline us.
借着这些难处来炼净我们。
He used them to train us.
叫我们的老旧的人。
And so that all these old men.
和我们身上一切的残渣。
And all the mixtures in our life.
都被炼净。
Will be refined.
好叫我们现在手里面前像金金一样。
We will come out as gold.
我们年长弟兄这边聚会。
And for the elderly gathering on Thursday.
我们读到雅各。
We were reading about the life of Jacob.
雅各呀，就是神所爱的。
Jacob is loved by God.
所以神实在爱他。
God truly loves him.
但是从外面来看呢
？But from the outside.
好像是爱以扫是不大爱雅各。
And it seems like God loves Esau more than he loves Jacob.
神心里说，神已经告诉他说，雅各还没有生出来，神就说，我爱雅各，不爱以扫。
But even before they were born, God said, I love Jacob more than Esau. God truly loves Jacob.
那么雅各应该走一条平坦的道路。
If God loves Jacob, then Jacob ought to have a very easy life.
但是我们看见雅各的道路并不太平静。
But we see that was not the case with Jacob.
在母亲肚腹里时候了，神就开始在对付他。
And even while he was in the mother's womb, God began to deal with him.
他实在盼望得到长子的名分。
Because Jacob wants to receive the birthright.
说在母亲肚腹里头，他就哥哥就吵来吵，争来争去的。
So he even began to quarrel and fight with his brother in the mother's womb.
所以利百加就说：“哎呀，这样我太痛苦了。”
And Rebecca says, "Woe to me!"
这样我还活着还有什么意思呢
？And what hope do I have in to live?
结果他就神给他看见他是有这个两兄双是双胞胎。
And God showed her that she is carrying a twin.
这个双胞胎成两个大柱。
And the twins will become two great nations.
成了两个国家。
And become two nations.
他们在里头开始就要争了。
And in the beginning, they began to fight. 因为
雅各实在是要盼望得到长子的名分。
Because Jacob truly desired to have the birthright.
所以一直等到生的时候，哥哥用力气大就先生出来了。
And even during birth, because Esau is stronger, he came out first.
然后雅各就不甘心。
But Jacob will not let him go.
就抓住他脚跟。
He grabbed onto his heel.
要把他拉回去。
He wants to pull him back.
他实际要生出来了。
And he wants to come out first.
结果主还是让以扫先生出来。
But God allowed Esau to come out first.
这个孩子，我想他是他若是懂得的话，他会很失望。
If Jacob knew God's plan, he would be very disappointed.
所以这件事情是耿耿于怀呀。
And for this, he cannot let go.
他一直盼望说，我怎么能够把他长子名分在那抢夺回来
？He continued to think of ways to take this birthright back.
以后来了好的机会。
And later, he had a good opportunity.
他哥哥出去打猎。
His brother went out hunting.
哎呀，非常又疲倦又疲倦又干渴。
He came back tired and thirsty.
回到家里头，看见了雅各在熬红豆汤。
And when he came back and he saw that Jacob was making lentil soup,
喝一碗红豆汤了。
And he truly wants to have a bowl of soup.
所以他就向他弟弟说：“你给我一碗红豆汤可以吗
？”So he asked his brother Jacob, "Can I have a bowl of soup?"
他说：“可以是可以啊。”
Jacob said, "Sure, you can have."
哎，长子名分卖给我。
But you need to give me your birthright.
这个哥哥糊里糊涂的。
And this brother who was very tired.
这个长子名分还有什么用处呢
？He said, "I'm so tired. What good is this birthright to me?"
卖给你就卖给你吧。
If you want to take it.
雅各说：“你向我起誓。
”And Jacob said, "Swear to me."
结果他就想到启示啊。
And so Esau swore to him.
你一起的事就不能不能悔改了。
Because once you swore, then you cannot change.
启示。雅各就很慷慨的把红豆汤给他吃。
And then Jacob gave all the lentil soup to Esau.
并且把他需没有要求的饼也给他。
Even gave him bread that he didn't ask for.
他说伊扫吃了喝了，他就走了。
After Esau ate and drank, he left.
圣经说他轻看长子的名分。
The Bible says he despised the
birthright. 我想雅各洋洋得意啊。
I'm sure Jacob was really happy at that time.
现在我有了长子名分。
Finally, now I have the birthright.
实际就是不知道长子名分有什么用处啊。
Francis, you may not understand the benefits to have the birthright.
以色列人的风俗啊。
And the Israelite tradition,
长子是要得到双倍的产业的。
The firstborn, the one with the birthright, will receive double portion of inheritance.
比如说，有十个弟兄，每人一份。
For example, you have 10 brothers, and each will have a portion of inheritance.
他要得到十二份呢。他多得一倍。
And he will gain 2 portions.
那么，这是长子。
And this is the firstborn.
他说得产业不是一份，是两份。
His inheritance will not be one portion, but 2 portions.
所以这个是长子名分的益处。
And this is the benefit of being the firstborn.
并且那个神的祝福也是为了长子。
And God's blessings is all prepared for the firstborn.
长子将来他的后裔要成为大族。
And their descendant will become the great nation.
并且若君王从他的后裔产生出来。
And kings will come out from his descendants.
这都是长子名分所以有好处。
These are all the blessings that comes with being the firstborn. 所以雅各才
用各种方法把这长子名分呢再抢过来。
And that's why Jacob wants to steal away the birthright.
以后他父亲的以撒年老的时候要给他们祝福。
And when Isaac became old and wants to give them blessings,
要把那个祝福啊，那个长子的祝福，双倍的产业都给这个以扫。
He wants to give the blessing to the firstborn and the double portion of blessing all to Esau.
他以后用欺骗的方法呢，就把长子的祝福拿过来了。
And we know that Jacob by deceit also steal the blessing.
这时候他一定是很高兴的。
At this time he should be very happy.
长子名分我也得着了。
I have the birthright.
长子祝福我也得着了。
I have the blessings.
我现在都是已经满足了。
Now I am content.
但是没有知道啊，这个神所安排的事。
But this is not God's plan for his life.
结果他就当遇到哥哥要杀他的缘故，他的父母就打发他。到巴旦亚兰的地方去。
And because his brother wants to kill him, that's why his parents send him back to Padan Aram.
当他走在旷野里面。
When he was walking in the wilderness.
我想他一面走一面想。
He is walking and thinking.
长子名分有了，有什么用处呢？
What good is this birthright to me?
祝福得到有什么用处呢？
What good are these blessings?
现在连家都没有了。
Now I don't even have a home.
连父母亲也没有了。
I don't have my parents.
我要走那么长的旷野路啊，要到舅父家里去。
I had to take such long journey just to reach to my uncle's
house. 在路上实在是生是死，这个都不知道。
I don't even know if I will make it alive.
好像两手空空啊。
I come empty-handed.
他所抓的一切
，everything he grabbed onto,
统统都落空了
，is now gone for him.
在这个时候
，at this moment,
他就灰心丧志
，when he was sorely disappointed.
天都已经晚了
，and it was getting too late.
他身体也很疲倦
，he's getting tired.
他要躺下，他说我躺一下吧。
He says, I just lay my head down.
哪里知道一躺就睡着了。
And he just rested a bit and he fell asleep.
那个睡着对他是最，那是一个大的转机。
And this sleep is the great turning point in his life. After he fell asleep,
他能够睡着啊。
He's able to fall asleep.
那就把一切都放弃了。
That means he has given all things away.
没有。
I don't have anything.
我就命也不要了。
I don't even care about my life.
要是野兽啊，把我吃掉，吃掉好了。
If the wild beasts come to eat me, let them swallow me.
他就睡着。
And that's why he was able to sleep.
他一个最大的祝福。
But it is truly the greatest blessing in his life.
睡着之后，神让向他显现。
After he falls asleep, God appeared to him.
这个故事。
You all know the rest of the story.
他一个大的转机。
And it becomes the turning point in his life.
也成了他的一个保障。
It becomes his
assurance. 因为在哪里遇见了神。
Because there he met God.
神允许要保守他。
God promised to watch over him.
平平安安的到了舅父家里去。
And he arrived his uncle's house safely.
也平平安安的回到他自己父家。
And one day he will return home safely.
所以成为他一个大的转机。
And that's why it's the turning point in his life.
然后他就到了巴旦亚兰。
He he came to Padamaran.
好终于到了那里。
Finally he got there.
他想在舅父家里头可以休息休息，可以享受一番。
He thought now I'm my uncle's house, I can just rest and enjoy.
这个舅父啊，是很厉害的。
And he didn't know about his uncle.
是很吝啬的。
And who is a selfish man?
他就跟雅各说呀，你在我，你虽然是我的亲戚，但是你是在这里白白的服侍我，这个不行啊。
He says, although you're my relatives, but you cannot just live here freely.
你说你这样服侍我要什么工价吧？
You have to serve me, and I will give you a wage.
听起来蛮客气的。
And although he seems very polite.
但实际说起来呢，那是很厉害的。
But in reality, he's a fierce man.
你说他一付工价，他给工价，那你必像雇工一样了。
Because when he began to pay you a wage, then you become his servant.
做外甥了。
You cannot just be a nephew.
不能好好在那享福了。
And you cannot enjoy the house.
那你就是要做雇工了。
You have to be a servant.
所以我雅各就收了工价。
And so Jacob accepted his wage.
我为着你小女儿的缘故，我服侍你七年。
For your youngest daughter, I will serve you 7 years.
他说好。
He says okay.
结果到末了时候了，你知道他用各种方法。
You know, at the end, he used many means.
他在舅父当然下制度他。
And his uncle controlled his life.
到末了时候，你就看见说他舅父十次改了他的工价。
His uncle changed his wage 10 times.
并且那个说那个。无论是白日到黑夜，让他都不能好好安息。
That Jacob cannot rest easily even in daytime or nighttime.
经历了多少的艰难和痛苦。
He has endured so much suffering.
有一天神把他带回到家里面去。
Until one day God has let him back
to his home. 说他实在想到在舅父家的20年的时间。
He remembered the 20 years he spent in his uncle's house.
不是快乐的时候，那是痛苦的时候。
It is not happy times, but it is sad.
若是一个好的舅父的话，他可以好好享福。
If he has a good uncle, then he can live a good life.
哪里知道舅父比他还要厉害。
But then this uncle is more treacherous than him.
他虽然有弟兄说他像个葫芦头一样的，像葫芦的头啊，圆。
Oh, some people say that Jacob was like a head of the gourd.
啊，很光滑的。
Very smooth.
他的舅父正好像一个弯刀一样。
But then his uncle is like a sickle.
这个刀是弯的。
The knife is curved.
正好把他刻在裤袋里面。
And he can just catch him on the neck.
哎呀，他实在痛苦。
He was very painful.
回去之后，他又怕他哥哥。
When he returned home, he is afraid of his brother.
用种种的方法呀，要逃避他哥哥的杀害。
He used all kinds of means try to escape from his
brother. 所以雅各整个一生了多少的艰难和痛苦。
So all the troubles that Jacob endured in his life.
许许多难处临到他的身上。
All the suffering that came in his life.
神既然这样爱他，为什么叫这些难处临到他身上呢？
If God loves him so much, why does he have to endure so much?
看见这就是儿子的管教。
We see that this is how God trained his son.
这就是十字架的训练。
And this is how God trained
us
through the cross.
这个环境难处来训练这个人。
And through the difficulties in our life, God will discipline us.
来熬练这个人。
And to train him.
我很简单说，等到老年的时候啊。
In his old age.
那实在看见雅各这个人改变了。
You truly see that Jacob changed.
他到了埃及啊。
He came to Egypt.
你看见这个人呢，完全的改变。
You see that this is a totally changed
man. 他没有下埃及之前，他实在是想要下到埃及去。
And before he came to Egypt, he wanted to come to Egypt. Because his son was there. He has not seen his son for 17 years. He wants to see his son.
本来以为他都死掉了。
Because he thought that his son was dead.
现在听说他还活着。
Now he heard that he's still alive.
他是想得不得了。
He truly desired to see
him. 但是他要去之前呢，他就到别是巴那个地方去。
And but before he went to Egypt, he went to Beersheba.
去献祭祷告。
And he offered and prayed.
献祭就是说，主，我把我交在你手中。
He offered to God and says, Lord, I commit myself.
你要我去，我就去。
If you want me to go, I will go.
你不要我去，我就不去。
If you don't want me to go, I will not go.
我把我完全奉献给你。
I completely offer myself.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个奉献的人。
And sister, this is a consecrated
man. 把自己完全的所有主权完全交在神的手中。
He has given all his own authority into God's hands.
无论怎样带领我。
No matter how God leads me.
我都愿意顺服。
I will be willing to obey.
神要大显，你要看见在这里产生出一个敬畏主的人来。
Here you see that there is a heart that feared God.
他实在是个敬畏主的人。
He is truly one that feared God.
不是说我要去什么地方我就去什么地方。
He is no longer man who desires to go to wherever he wished to go.
也不是说那个地方有什么好处，那我就到什么地方去。
Or if that place will benefit me, then I will go.
他是一个奉献的人。
But he's a consecrated man.
他自己在主的手里面。
He knows that he is in God's hand.
那个地方很好。
Although that was a good place to go.
一面去看见他的儿子。
He can see his son.
一面解决他生活的问题。
And he can be resolved of the famine in his life.
但是他不敢随着自己意思。
But he will no longer do things according to his will.
他要跟随主的带领。
He wants to follow God's will.
你在这里看见一个敬畏神的人。
Here you see a man who fears the Lord.
等到他到了埃及之后。
When he arrived in Egypt.
他的儿子带他到去见法老。
His son took him to see Pharaoh.
见到法老说给法老祝福。
When he saw Pharaoh, he blessed Pharaoh.
没有很多的话。
Not much words.
从前呢，见到以扫他哥哥的时候啊。
Formerly, when he met Esau, his brother.
那真是在匍匐在地啊。
He bowed and he prostrated himself before.
那哥哥说：“我主，我主啊。”
His brother and called him Lord and Lord.
我是你的仆人，你是我的主人。
And you are my Lord, I am your servant.
现在见到法老啊。
But now he saw Pharaoh.
法老那个时候是最强的国家，最大的国家的一个君王。
And Pharaoh at that time is the greatest king in the whole world.
若是从前的雅各呀，那早就跪在地上啊，不知道磕多少头了。
If Jacob was still the former Jacob, then he would definitely bow down and bow before Pharaoh.
雅各给他祝福。
But Jacob didn't do it.
临走时
给他 blessing,
给他祝福。
He gave him blessings.
那说到这个人是何等的尊贵。
It tells us how what a noble man is.
不像从前那样一个腰围七连的一般人。
He is no longer living as a man who begs.
乃是一个尊贵的人。
But he has become a noble
man. 并且也是何等谦卑的一个人。
He is also a humble man.
他也是何等清晰的一个人。
He's also a man with a pure heart.
并且我们上礼拜读的四十八章说他是何等明亮的一个人。
He is also a man full of brightness.
不在那黑暗里头完全明亮。
There is no darkness in his heart.
虽然外面的眼睛啊看不大见。
Although he can no longer see very well.
但是里面的眼睛非常的明亮。
But his inner eyes are bright.
懂知道神的心意。
He understands God's will.
说等他为两个孙子祝福的时候啊。
So when he blessed his two grandsons.
他按手把这个右手按在次子身上，把左手按在长子身上。
He crisscrossed his hand and put his right hand on the younger son,
grandson,
and the left hand on the older grandson. When Joseph saw that, he wasn't happy.
他就把他父亲手提，父亲错了，这个是长子，你按在他的头上。
He told his father, "Father, this is wrong," and he wants to change his hands.
我儿，我知道，我知道。
And Joseph said, "My son, I know."
他坚持自己的意思。
He persists in what he's doing. It is not that he's persisting to do what he wants to do, but it's because he knows God's will. He knows that God wants to set Ephraim before Manasseh. And that's why he did it. So his inner man is full of brightness.
弟兄姊妹，借着十字架。要把一个自私自利，把一个这样一个完全为了自己的人呢，变得何等荣耀的一光景。
God will change such a selfish man into a glorious man.
这是十字架的工作。
This is the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, in our lives,
主也一直要做十字架的动作。
God continues to work, do the work of the cross.
但是今天看起来好像又这个真是又苦啊，痛苦。
And today we see it as a very bitter thing.
但是这些至暂至今的苦楚。
But these are just light and momentary.
若比起将来的荣耀。
And when you compare to the glories of the future.
保罗说这些苦难就算不得什么。
Paul says these are nothing.
将来荣耀太大。
Because our glory in the future will be so great.
今天虽然受了这种痛苦。
Although today we endure suffering.
但这些痛苦都是为了把带到荣耀里面去。
But these sufferings would bring us into glory.
十三章讲到活在爱的生活。
Chapter 13 talks about living in love.
我不能跟弟兄们讲的太多了。
I cannot share much with you.
圣经我们看见要彼此相爱。
But the Bible tells us love.
为什么要彼此相爱
？Why do we love one another？
因为这个是神儿女的一个记号。
Because this is the mark of the children of
God. 那并不是我们能够在这儿做一个彼此相爱的。
It is not that we can love one another.
乃是我们所相信的神，我们所依靠的主，他是爱。
But because the God we believe in, He is love.
他说：“我必不撇下你。”
He says, I will not leave you alone.
我也不丢弃你。
And I will not forsake you.
总是帮助我们的。
God is always helping us.
我们还怕谁呢？
Why should we be afraid?
所以你看那个爱呢，从主出来的。
You see, the love is coming from God.
他享受了主的爱。
When you enjoy God's love.
所以他在能和弟兄姊妹中间能彼此相爱。
Then you can love your brothers and sisters.
在家庭里头也好。
You can, and at home.
夫妇两个人那儿相亲相爱。
If the husband and wife can love one another, it is not because of emotion. Because emotions will always change.
他开头结婚说情感是那很盛的。
In the beginning, you have a lot of emotions
for
one another.
慢慢就会冷淡下来了。
Gradually, it will cool.
说过了几年之后，那个当初那个情感已经没有了。
After several years, you use up all the emotions.
过了几年开始就吵架了。
And then you began to quarrel.
弟兄姊妹，若是活在主里面，
那
主的信心在，主的爱在我们里面。
God's love will be in your heart.
这个爱是永远都不改变的。
And this love will never change.
这个爱充满我们。
This love will fill our hearts.
也从我们里头在流露出来。
It will flow from our hearts.
叫我们对弟兄姊妹来说，就彼此相爱。
And then we're able to love our brothers.
叫我们遭遇难处的时候，就是同情。
And we can be sympathetic to those who are in trouble.
就是扶持的帮助。
And we can support and comfort them.
对夫妻来说，就是拿彼此相爱。
As for husband and wife, this is loving one
another. 我们要过一个爱的生活。
Francis, we must live a life of
love. 因为爱乃是圣徒的标记。
Because love is the emblem of the saint.
若是你们彼此相爱。
If you love one another.
人看见你们的时候。
When man sees you,
就知道你们是我的门徒。
They know you are my disciple.
只有借着我们彼此相爱。
Only by loving one another,
才让主的荣耀在而彰显出来。
We can manifest God's glory. 所以
弟兄们，我们要彼此相爱。
Brother and sister, we must love one
another. 无论在聚会中间也好。
In the midst of the meeting,
无论家庭里面也好。
Or in our home.
无论是期间遭遇难处的人中间也好。
Or in the midst of people who are suffering.
我们都做一个爱的一个分赐者。
We all need to be a dispenser of love.
把我们里头所想的爱，所享受的爱，来分出去。
That all the love we have enjoyed, we need to dispense that.
从我们流出去。
And let the love flow from our hearts.
多人能够认识这个爱。
So that many will understand and know this love.
我们的生活因为爱的生活。
Our life will become the life of love.
这也是我们的一条路。
This is also our way.
什么时候我们失去了爱？
Whenever we lose love,
失去了向着主的爱。
Whenever we lose love to God,
那偶然的，我们对弟兄姊妹的爱心也减少。
Naturally, our love for our brother and sister will also decrease.
我们的家庭里头也不能相爱了。
And we cannot even love in our.
所以约翰告诉我们说，我们若是不能爱我们所看见的弟兄，我们怎么能够爱看不见的主呢？
John tells us, if we cannot love the brothers which we can see, how can we love the Lord that we cannot?
你享受主有多少？
However much you enjoy God,
你充满主的爱有多少？
However His love fills
your heart, 就是别人不知道。
People do not know.
但是看我们对待弟兄如何。
But they will know from your love to your
brothers. 看我们在家庭里头我们彼此之间关系如何。
They will know from your family life.
人就知道我们真是活在主的里面。
Then men will know you truly live in God.
我们充满主的爱的一个人。
Because you are filled with His love.
但是主恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们都走在这一条属灵道路上面。
And we may all walk on the spiritual way.
这是信心的道路。
This is the way of faith.
这是十字架的道路。
This is the way of cross.
这是爱的道路。
This is the way of love.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把这句话交在主的手里面。
We commit these words into your hands.
主，若是你不施恩的话。
If you do not give us grace,
你知道这些话不过像鸣的锣响的钹一样。
And these words are just like sounding brass.
主，真是求主施恩。
Lord, have mercy.
使用这句话语。
Use these words.
让我们众人都能得到成就。
So that we can all be built up.
让我们做一个讨你喜欢的人。
We may be people who are pleased.
让我们在你十字架的手底下。受训练的一个人。
That we will be people who are trained under your cross.
让我们的能够越过越减少。
That ourselves will decrease.
让主的荣耀彰显出来。
And your glory will increase.
使我们能够像我们的主耶稣基督。
And we may be like Jesus Christ.
并且借着爱把主的爱表明出来。
And through love we can manifest the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩待我们弟兄姊妹。
May you have mercy on our brothers and sisters.
恩待我们每一位。
May you have mercy on each one of us.
我无论是站着是坐着的，我们都需要你的恩典。
Whether we're standing here or sitting here, we all need your grace.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督里面。
In your name we
pray. Amen.